It's T-minus who knows and counting for the Falcon 9. This is one notum, shoot to kill, that you don't want to ignore. American Airlines chief negotiator is out as the airline reorganizes. This is Aero News for Thursday, May 3rd, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. The countdown for the launch of SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket on the COTS 2 and 3 missions is now on hold. NASA says May 10th is the next earliest window, while there's been no official word from SpaceX. The software glitch, which cropped up during the test firing of a Falcon 9 rocket Monday, is the cause of the delay. SpaceX had hoped to send a Dragon spacecraft to the International Space Station atop the Falcon 9 booster on Monday, May 7th, but the test fire did not go as smoothly as planned. Space.com reports that as engineers analyzed the computer code controlling the launch, NASA officials said that it would be impossible to launch the Falcon 9 on Monday as planned. They had said that the next launch opportunity would be May 10th, but no new launch date has been announced. SpaceX confirmed the delay Wednesday. NASA ISS managers reportedly would prefer an even later launch date. A Soyuz spacecraft is scheduled to dock with the station in the current window, and any problems would leave SpaceX without a second opportunity to dock with the station should there be a weather issue or technical problem during the Dragon's initial attempt at a rendezvous. Pilots of small aircraft are being warned that any airspace breaches of the Chicago TFR, in effect for the upcoming NATO summit, could be met with lethal force. The TFR will be in effect from May 19th through the 21st and bans non-commercial aircraft within 10 nautical miles of downtown Chicago below 18,000 feet. The advisory reads, quote, "The United States government may use deadly force against the airborne aircraft if it is determined that the aircraft poses an imminent security threat. Be advised that non-compliance with the published notum may result in the use of force," end quote. Now, lesser violations may result in civil penalties up to the suspension of an airman's certificate, as well as criminal charges. The only aircraft allowed within the protected airspace will be scheduled commercial passenger and cargo carriers, police and military planes supporting the Secret Service. No-fly zones around major cities are nothing new and have been in place since the aftermath of September 11, 2001. The FAA says the exact location and times for this TFR have not yet been determined. Pilots are strongly advised to check published notams for latest information. American Airlines' longtime chief negotiator is out, and the airlines has offered its largest union a new deal that saves thousands of jobs. On Tuesday, the airline announced the elimination of 5 officer positions as part of the company's multi-phased reorganization plans to reduce total costs. According to a report in the Miami Herald, one of those leaving is Jeff Brundage, Vice President of Human Resources, who has led America's troubled labor relations for 11 years, most recently failing to win cost-cutting contracts in talks that began as far back as 2006. U.S. Airways, meanwhile, negotiated contracts with the same unions, contingent upon a merger, in a period of less than 2 weeks. Now, American is offering its largest union, the Transport Workers Union, a new agreement that could slim the planned job cuts by at least 2,600 to as many as 5,900 positions. AMR says the offer would save 3,100 jobs. TWU workers will vote on the agreement from May 10th through the 14th, but the union told its members their voting would have no impact on the agreement with U.S. Airways. In a statement Tuesday, American spun Brundage's departure as part of the completion of a third phase of their planned reorganization and the building of a new leadership team. That reorganization at the top began with the transition or combining of previous multiple positions into one. For example, Tom Horton's role as AMR chairman and American's chief executive officer. Another example, the position of vice president of New York and International, combines 2 previously separate positions to bring a distinct focus on American's New York franchise, its transatlantic and transpacific businesses, and One World Alliance partners. This leadership redesign represents management's contribution to the overall restructuring goal, in which all employee groups are reducing costs by 20%. American filed for bankruptcy on November 29th, in part because of labor expenses, which it said were more than $800 million a year above its competitors. A spokesman for the Allied Pilots Association, that represents American's pilots, said of Brundage's departure, quote, "It's too little, too late," end quote. Some Air Force pilots say they will not fly the F-22 Raptor while problems with the oxygen system remain unresolved, even though the move could cost their careers. Pilots who refuse such orders face disciplinary action as severe as discharge from the service. There are 200 pilots qualified to fly the F-22 at 7 bases across the country, according to a report in the Los Angeles Times. The Air Force did not say how many had refused to fly the airplane. The Raptor's supplemental oxygen system has been the focus of a years-long investigation. Some pilots have reported symptoms of hypoxia, which can lead to blurred vision, nausea, and even blackouts. Dozens of such incidents have been noted, and the entire fleet of F-22s was grounded for 5 months while an investigation was conducted. The Air Force was not able to say definitely what caused the hypoxia symptoms, and the Raptor was returned to service in September of last year. 11 more incidents have been reported since that time. The Air Force has called in help from agencies like NASA in an effort to determine the nature of the problem. At $422 million per copy, the U.S. Congress is also paying very close attention to the progress of the investigation. Members of the Airline Pilots Association International, speaking of Congress, have been making the rounds on Capitol Hill in support of House Resolution 4350, better known as the Safe Skies Act. This legislation is designed to eliminate the air cargo carve-out from federal pilot fatigue regulations. ALPA reports in its online newsletter that in the past 3 weeks, pilots have visited more than 100 congressional offices on this issue, telling members of Congress what it says are the real facts about cargo rest rules and refuting what it calls misinformation that has been distributed by the cargo industry. The union is urging its members to participate in the grassroots lobbying effort. When Aero News continues, Space Florida wins an economic development award. The Akoya is coming to Oshkosh and taking a ride in Fifi.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, May 3rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. Space Florida has been awarded the Economic Development Leadership Award from Cornet Global, an association representing corporate real estate and workplace professionals, service providers, and economic developers. The Economic Development Leadership Award recognizes leadership, best practices, and innovations in economic development representing national, state, regional, and local interest. Space Florida entered the subcategory of major deals and projects, which includes recruitment of major companies like the Boeing Company, resulting in new capital investments and/or jobs, expansion of existing companies, and demonstrated creativity in structuring win-win transactions and deals. The entry for this award was made possible by the agreement that Boeing made with Space Florida to use Kennedy Space Center's Orbiter Processing Facility Bay to manufacture, assemble, and test the company's CST-100 spacecraft, which ultimately will provide NASA with reliable, safe, and affordable transportation to the International Space Station and other destinations in low Earth orbit, and could create up to 550 local jobs. A new airplane will have its North American debut at EAA's Air Venture at Oshkosh this summer. Lisa Airplanes will unveil the Akoya, its high-end amphibious ski plane, at that show. The airplane features multi-axis patented technology and a unique design. The combination of seafoils, which are cutting-edge hydrofoils located under the fuselage, the skis integrated with the retractable landing gear, and its pivoting wings offers an unequaled freedom of pleasure of flight, so says Lisa Airplanes. The aircraft can take off and land from nearly any surface without changing its undercarriage. As the only aircraft in the world using the seafoil technology, Lisa Airplanes says the Akoya embodies a new generation of seaplanes dedicated to both sightseeing and cross-country flights. The Akoya combines the qualities of a type-certificated aircraft while fulfilling the SLSA regulation. It has a top speed of 138 miles per hour, a range of more than 1,000 miles, and a low fuel consumption of only 3.3 gallons per hour. Supporters of an aviation program at St. Cloud State University in St. Cloud, Minnesota, say its closure is poorly timed as the industry expects to see more demand for pilots and aviation workers. The St. Cloud program trains students for jobs as air traffic controllers, airport managers, and pilots. Minnesota Public Radio reports the university will close it by 2014 as part of its new focus on broad learning over career training. The school also faces a $20 million budget gap, and ending the aviation program will save nearly $500,000. However, government retirement guidelines and stricter regulations are increasing the call for new aviation workers. Industry officials say military-trained pilots who filled many of those positions in the past are now retiring. Ever since the movie of the same name became a hit, is there anyone among us who has not started a personal bucket list? Well, if a flight in a B-29 Super Fortress is on your list, get ready. The Commemorative Air Force's B-29 Super Fortress, Fifi, is returning to Oshkosh this year. And while that's always newsworthy, the real news is this. Along with the airplane's usual appearances in static and flying displays at Oshkosh, for the first time in 2012, AirVenture attendees will be able to purchase flights in the aircraft. These flights will be based out of an airport in Appleton, Wisconsin, just 20 miles north of Oshkosh, and will operate from July 22nd through the 29th. Complete information and registration details are available at www.caf-b29b24.org. Now, for those of you grabbing a pen and paper, the address once again is www.caf-b29b24.org. Plus, a once-in-a-lifetime bucket list package will be made available for auction on Thursday, July 26th at EAA's Gathering of Eagles. That's the annual gala that draws more than 1,000 people and raises funds for the EAA's youth programs to help grow participation in aviation. The winning bidders will fly in the B-29 on Friday, July 27th, with Dutch van Kirk, the B-29 Enola Gay navigator that flew the first atomic bomb mission over Japan in 1945, and with the CAF's B-25 with Doolittle Raider Dick Cole in the cockpit. This special flight is being coordinated as part of that day's Salute to Veterans at AirVenture 2012, which is honoring the greatest generation in the air. Now, something tells me you'll have to dig pretty deep into the bucket to win that honor. In my career, I've had the honor of flying in the B-17 Texas Raider with the Army's Golden Knights and with the late Art Scholl. If you have the wherewithal to do so, don't let this opportunity slip you by. It is truly an unforgettable experience. So with an early salute to our veterans and to all the military men and women who serve and protect us daily, thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.